Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in loop. And yesterday we made mention of the breaking news of the day, really. It was the NFL news in that we have a first head coach fired in the National Football League, and it's in the AFC South. It was Brian Callahan, not Bill, although Bill did announce that.
Bill said, I'm out.
He's like, I'm out staying, too. Letting y'all know, I ain't
y'all
hanging
gonna
around.
Y'all going to fire my son? Y'all got to fire me, too.
They was like, kick rocks,
big. You know what? Yeah. I quit.
Yeah.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Oh, yeah, that's probably how it worked.
You think they would have wanted to keep Bill? Because in theory, like, his bona fides are there, but the production wasn't there, weirdly enough.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Nah, you can't keep him, man.
Brian Callahan fired.
I'm sure he felt a type of way, too. Like, awkward, y'all awkward. Did my son dirty.
Yeah.
Right. But hey. I don't know that they did him dirty.
Hey, it is what he's getting paid.
They might have done him a favor, to be honest.
He looked very bad. I mean, Justin Simmons was out here criticizing his teammates for not showing effort. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very clear.
He said it was a bad week of practice.
Yep. Yes.
Like, damn. Yep.
It's very clear that they lost. He lost the locker room, which is harder to do in football than any other sport, I would posit, with the authoritarian nature of, like, the dynamics. And there's just so many more dudes.
Yeah.
But he lost the locker room. Clearly, the schematics were poor. There's a lot of reasons why you fire him, and those were clearly there. Now, why the owner would want to do that, we don't know, because Amy Adams Strunk, John Lopez's favorite woman in sports, she was not at the press conference yesterday to discuss the firing of the head coach. And people took issue with this. There's been four firings in the last few years by the Titans, two general managers, two head coaches. Funny enough, not at the same time.
She's going to be on her fifth head coach and fourth general manager in 11 years.
Is that a lot?
That is a lot.
Okay.
That is dysfunction.
And Paul Kaharsky, who covers that team there in Nashville, pointed to something very interesting when he said why Amy Adams Strunk should be at the press conference, something that I saw with my own eyes when I was up there in Nashville. Mm-hmm. They have city and state funding for the new stadium that they're building right next to Nissan Stadium right now, and it is very far along in the process. And she is continuing in Paul Kaharsky's words in parlance, to field horrific product and face no consequences.
Yeah.
Close quote.
Yeah. Look, Amy Adams Strunk. Well, let's hear the exchange that Kaharsky had, first of all, with the leadership out, minus Amy Adams Strunk.
Right now.
Where? What do you mean?
Where's Amy Adams Strunk right now?
Yeah, she's at her home.
Why isn't she here? Right now.
Where? What do you mean?
Where's Amy Adams Strunk right now?
Yeah, she's at her home.
Why isn't she here?
I'm here representing her.
Amy Adams Strunk is a weak, cowardly, inept, empty suit that, frankly, is probably the best thing that's ever happened to this division. But when you don't have... When you preach accountability and you do that in football, you know, about as much as, if not more than in any other realm, and then you are completely unaccountable after, as I mentioned, you're working on your fifth head coach and fourth general manager in 11 years, you are dysfunction personified. You're weak. You're inept. You're cowardly. I hope she hears this because there is no other way to put this. A shout out to Paul Kaharsky for making her accountable. And oh, by the way, While you're at home gardening or whatever the hell it is you're doing.
My gardening. Why is that the... How dare you? How dare you put water on that basil plant? You coward.
While you're at home doing that, on the one hand, on the other, you're asking the people that you are doing a disservice to give you money for a multi-billion dollar stadium and then putting that product on the field. And it just got me thinking, first of all, I'm actually, as much as I despise this woman and what her family has done to this city and how they've continued to steal from this city and are petty, and I could tell you stories that would curl your hair about some of the things I've heard going on behind the scenes in Nashville, not just this year, but over the years. She is an embarrassment to the NFL. Let's set that aside.
Oh, okay. All right.
To the NFL.
She's an embarrassment to Nashville, to the family name, which is saying something, you know, when you're an embarrassment to that family name, to everything that is right, that the NFL wants to see right. She's a coward. She's a coward. You have to be accountable. And the last thing she is accountable in this case. But let's set that aside.
Okay, sure.
Because I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, let me set that aside.
That's not even my point. I just wanted to be honest.
That said, it does make you think about what you have in ownership here and what you want in ownership. And it kind of got me thinking about, we're not too far removed from, I mean, they weren't inept, you know, and cowardly, but they did hide.
I think you was on this very radio show saying,
I was.
Where is Cal?
And I'm not hiding from that. I did say, where is Cal?
You asked the question because you didn't see him at the point.
Yeah, exactly. But
they took accountability too, man.
Thank you.
Like these are billionaire owners, mm-hmm. like all over.
Mm-hmm.
They could easily be like, well, I don't care what they think.
At some point,
I pop out when stuff is going good.
At some point, Cal and Hannah, or both of them, or whatever, said, and they whether they were talking to each other, talking to themselves, looking in the mirror, whatever, they said, this isn't right. This is not how we should be doing this. And they fixed the problem by getting rid of Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien. And you know, then they went not only, you know, into the public, they were proactive, even when the team was bad.
And they were still out there, man, sweating their butts off.
Yeah.
At training camp, yeah. Shaking hands, mm-hmm. Cooking burgers.
Yep. And the burgers is always talked about, but it's really a lot more than that. That's sort of like the face of how they have transformed themselves. But more than that, they realized we have to change. This is not right. And they made the changes behind the scenes. Well, it wasn't even behind the scenes. You know, it was on center stage. But they also, like, embraced and brought in people that they listened to in terms of the H-Town, you know, embracing H-Town and Houston and really being proactive in terms of getting out there in the community. They, you know, they did so much more publicly. They answered questions at events. They did all this stuff. It just got me thinking about, I don't think Amy Adams is ever gonna change, because have I mentioned that she's a coward and weak and just a bad person?
I'm pretty sure you have. earlier you sounded a lot like, when you were talking about Callahan, it sounded like you was quoting Rocky, if I can change, mm-hmm. then you could change, and everybody can change.
But I see the thing is, these are rich owners, man. They don't have to change for anything. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, it's kind of shocking that Callahan was willing to do all of this stuff that mm-hmm. no other owner is going to do.
Yeah.
Like, you could go all 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Jimmy Haslam for the Browns ain't cooking no burgers for nobody, man. He ain't getting out there with no fans to try to, you know, do a redemption type thing to kind of get people on his side.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think it brings a better appreciation for recognizing a huge flaw in your organization and something that is detrimental to you, and changing, and flat out changing. Now, it's a lot easier now that they started winning, but Figgy brought up the point. They weren't winning when they decided this ain't right. In fact, they were a laughingstock.
You had David Culley, and then eventually went to Lovie Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Those were not good years.
Sure, and I think ultimately the objective is the winning part, right? Like the fans enjoy the proximity with an owner that appears like they care, or at least shows that they care, or what have you. But people are in it to see a winning football team, right? Like I think we can be honest about that and not obscure that fact. The problem with Amy Adams Strunk is that she's doing neither.
Yeah.
Right? Like, pick a struggle is what people have gotten common to saying now. And so, like, right now, the struggle is both having not just a bad but an inept football team, and then also not having any level of accountability and not looking or appearing like you care at all about the struggle that you are putting your fans through.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God that's not over here. Right? Yeah. Like, thank God that that is not where this Texans team exists.
Mm-hmm. No, it absolutely is. And it does make also make you think also about, you know, some of the things, almost like a referendum on some of the things that the Texans are doing here, as much as they've turned things completely around. Is there anything that you'd like to maybe put in the suggestion box?
For the Texans?
Because they listen. You know,
they do.
They listen a lot. They listen a lot to us. Trust me on that. like anything you'd like, 713-572-4610.
I like this. Go ahead and hit the suggestion box.
Hit the suggestion box, and we can forward it.
I'll let you forward that. You put that one on your account.
Because I really, the thing I admire the most about the McNairs, and even when I was just torching them, and they heard me torching them, I always said, They're good people. They were just embarrassed. And I think they're really good people, and they do the right things. And, you know, I criticized them harshly. You did. Everybody did. Well, not you, Richie. You weren't here, but most people did. But I feel like they're an ownership group that listens, and that's kind of at the core of all this. Amy Adams Strunk doesn't give a damn what you think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that, I think that's a lot of owners too, man. Mm-hmm. Just in general, when stuff is going bad, like, they don't care what the fans think and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them just, hey, you know, this is a business. I'm rich. It's my way. It's a power thing.
Yeah.
But, I just really appreciate Kyle and Hannah. Just, I know this is kind of a love fest at this point, but I appreciate them just getting out there and saying, hey, we want to win. Mm-hmm. I think with them just getting out there kind of, showing a little bit of emotion, I guess, that they want to win. They really trying.
Yeah.
I think that kind of won a lot of people over because that's when you stop seeing the sell the team, Kyle, and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Where a lot of fans, even though it was bad couple years, they were still on their side a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, we're going around the NFL here. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL and get started today. All right, we had some Monday Night Football yesterday, and two games happening somewhat concurrently. Not what we'll get this upcoming Monday, unfortunately.
Why not?
Buddy, I'm going to complain about that all week, and then I will drop it after that.
They start at 6-7, and we're going at 9?
Correct. And
what are they doing to us?
I will say it did make it so even though I had both of them on, I had to pay attention to one of them more than the other. And I'm sure a lot of people with one television chose one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the right answer was Atlanta Buffalo, right? Like we ultimately got a really, really interesting finish with Bears Commanders there. By the way, the Bears have won consecutive games by a score of 25-24. I don't know what to make of that. I will just leave that right here.
That'll be a scoregami.
Is that a combo scoregami?
I don't think that's how that works, gentlemen. But
no teams in NFL
show me another team that did that.
Yeah.
Just a oddity. It's the first time that a team has done that back-to-back, though, of like scoring the same score, particularly 25-24 consecutive games. But no, it was definitely Atlanta-Buffalo, a game in which you brought in a 4-1 team and a 2-2 team, and I imagine just by those scores, you'd have been like, all right, this should be easy work. And so seeing the Atlanta Falcons jump out early and ultimately win 24-14 was shocking. But then as it was happening, it was also not shocking at all for me.
Yeah.
Did you have that same experience?
Well, after I saw the progress of the game, yes. But yeah, the outcome was shocking. I expected the Bills to win. I also, and this is just on me, I didn't know that the Falcons were such a complete team. Number one in the NFL today in total defense.
Correct.
Number two in total offense.
That's right. And it's been that. Like,
did you know that?
No, I definitely. I mean, I know they got Bijan Robinson, but I definitely didn't know the offense was number two.
Are you kidding?
Right. And I legitimately, I went back and I looked, and some of this is like, also, they had a fantastic game here. Mm. I was looking at DVOA, one of my favorites, you know me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I had completely forgotten that the Atlanta Falcons have been number one in DVOA defensively. Like, they have been an elite defense. They got turnovers in this game, two of them, two interceptions rather, of Josh Allen. And honestly, they just made Josh Allen look problematic. Like, they just kind of made it look tough. And I saw DJ Bienemy make a point that I agree with, is that this style of defense, it gives Josh Allen issues. And yeah, I think that gives me a little bit of comfort in the idea of when you see them at home again here in Houston later on in the season, you might be able to make him look foolish. I guess as much as you can look at a 180-yard, two-touchdown, two-interception game as looking foolish.
Yeah, and not only that, it did kind of have me thinking a little bit about the Seattle game upcoming, simply because the Falcons were coming off a bye week to face the Bills. And it got me thinking, all right, Texans are coming off a bye week. You have all that extra time to prepare for a quality opponent. You know, maybe it makes you just a little bit better. And to your point, you know, Raheem Morris's defense, is an awful lot like D'Amico's, in terms of how they play the game. So it kind of gives you some promise there. The bad, if you want to use the word bad, man, I started thinking about, boy, if the Texans only had a running back that could, like Bijan, and I know that's asking a lot.
Yeah, that's asking for a Lamborghini
But if you had just like a stud young running back, you know.
Well, but
the thing is, everybody want a running back in the fourth and fifth round and all that
that's
stuff.
That's a mistake. It's a mistake.
Sometimes you got to jump out there, man. If it's somebody,
we're jumping out of the team. Gym 14 is 3-2 right now and still figuring.
No, I'm talking about the running
out.
Back.
Yeah, and
I'm talking about the running back.
I think there will be opportunity to add running back. Yeah. When of the last 2 years would you have liked to use premium draft capital?
No. What I'm saying is, if there is a running back that you identify, you know, that is head and shoulders above the rest, which happened with Bijan. Get him.
Okay.
Get him.
The question I have, if we're going to do this as an indictment of the Texans, when was the instance where you would have made that selection?
It's
over
not an indictment. I said if the Texans had a running back like that, could have acquired.
But see, the problem is whenever you bring it up, it's like, oh, you could get one in the fourth round.
Right.
Sure.
Now, you can't even have the conversation of maybe getting somebody in the second round because they say, oh, you could get.
Or first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I ain't even saying what you're.
I mean, Ashton Gentry this past year.
Ash Gentry, you were not going to get close to, but I understand. Like, I understand.
You're missing my point. Yeah, my point is, if you can do it, you know.
I would say the second round.
This is Trader Nick, too, by the way. Yeah. You know, this
Trader Nick needed to get to a place where he needed an offensive lineman, and obviously had a little bit of a tough time making that deal. I hear you in general. I think also that is one of those things that's easy to do in hindsight, but on the front end of this, we've seen teams go in for an incredible running back. Now you have to be like Marshall Faulk type guy, which I do think Bijan Robinson clearly has a capability of. 170 yards on the ground, add another 68 in the air, including an 81-yard touchdown run, which was the longest rush that we've had all season long. Mm-hmm. Like, that dude is absolutely a monster. We knew he was coming out of Texas, but we've also seen that team has not necessarily been able to use that to their benefit and give them winning football. Like, it all comes within a context. So I'm not disagreeing with you. I think that there's more context necessary there, but he absolutely stunned in this game. I do wonder, though, how much of this is Bijan being incredible. Tyler Allgeier was solid up until for a decent amount. He had a nice big run as well. How much of that also do we look at the Buffalo Bills and go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that big flaw in the middle. Now, they were missing their starting defensive tackle, but they were already one of, if not the worst run defenses in the league to begin with, missing a defensive tackle. And you go, hey, there's a big hole there, and that's a game that's way more winnable than it looks like when we look at the remaining 12 games of this Texans schedule.
Yeah, no, look, it was just it was one of those that can kind of encourage you based on the bye week and the defense. And yeah, you there's nothing wrong with having a little FOMO, you know, on some of these running backs like
hell,
that.
I was doing the same thing with like a Jahmyr Gibbs, man. Yeah. Like I don't think they needed a running back when they drafted him, mm-hmm. and they did.
Yep.
Someone was asking. Oh well, Anthony Richardson goes on IR with that eye injury, so the Colts will be looking for other options. Brian Branch, Lions. Mm-hmm. We mentioned after that game with the Chiefs, he hits Juju Smith-Schuster in the helmet with an open hand slap. He will get suspended for a game. Now he is going to appeal that suspension. But I know there was people in the moment that were like, well, Aziz, you know what I mean? They'd be talking about him, repeat offender and all this. Brian Branch seemingly getting a similar kind of reaction from the National Football League. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to college football on a Tuesday as we'll talk to D'Amico, or we'll hear rather from D'Amico in the 12 o'clock hour. Let's talk a little bit more about the weekend that was in college football because there was a lot of ranked teams that lost. We'll talk about that more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.